Situation, Watchtower Maintenance. Written by Emeralds and Amethyst, and read by Flower Parish. This is a DC and Danny Phantom crossover fic, rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship Danny Fenton / Jason Todd. Summary. Danny works at the Watchtower and meets Red Hood there. Danny loves his job. He works on the Justice League Watchtower, which, despite what its name may imply, was actually a station in geosynchronous Earth orbit. He had the option to use alien tech to teleport in, which, wow. But he also had the option of living in the station, which, wowzers. Today, Danny was manually checking the inertial dampeners. Something as important as the don't-go-splat parts needed the occasional actual hands-on inspection. Sensors were all well and good until they failed. Much to his surprise, his ghost sense went off near the end of his rounds. But instead of a full hiccup of ectofrost, it was all caught in the back of his throat. "Well, that's new," Danny muttered to himself. "What are you doing here?" said a modulated voice. Or possibly a robot. Danny couldn't see them yet. "I'm pretty sure that's my line, actually. And if this gets broke, we all go splat. So, like, don't mess with me just yet." "This isn't on the schedule," they said, instead of anything helpful, rude, or threatening. Nice. "That's what they all say," Danny answered. "What? They? Does this happen often? Who else is using the maintenance ways?" "No, that's stupid. Don't answer that. Obviously, it's bees brood." Danny secured the dampener enough that it probably wouldn't break if there was a tussle. Probably. Thankfully, the Watchtower had 3 extra backups of every life-supporting everything, so even if it did break, they'd be fine. Finally, Danny hauled himself the rest of the way out of the wall and faced this not-exactly ghost. They were dressed like a leaguer, some kind of eye-covering rebreather mask, hood, and chest armor. Everything was red and black. Their logo was a funky little red chevron. Oh, and they had guns, knives, and who knew what else on them. "You are an extremely suspicious character," Danny told them, just in case there was any doubt.
"I'm sure I don't know what you're talking about."
They crossed their arms and stood up straighter. Uh-huh. Danny did not watch their muscles flex at their movement. Their sass and stance practically demanded that Danny give his best unimpressed stare. That was definitely not an excuse to look them over. Also, bare arms and wrist wraps paired with chest armor? Who did that? Whatever. Danny wasn't paid to critique Justice Leaguer's terrible clothing choices. They did not continue to bluster or sass. They just stood there and looked unimpressed right back. They weren't ghost enough for aura speak, it seemed. Or, if they could use it, they were deliberately ignoring Danny, which was possible. Danny reached into his chest and pulled out his informational data pad. Not actually a tablet, but a kind of electronic paper with internal storage. Made hacking more complicated to keep the tablets stupid instead of smart, after all. Anyways, Danny did that and paged through the Justice League member list.
"What the fuck?" they said.
They didn't uncross their arms, but they did sort of look like being concerned was an option here. "You're not active," Danny said, with obvious suspicion when he couldn't find them.
"I'm dark, not light," they retorted.
"Really?" Danny injected as much skepticism into that one word as he could, because seriously, if this guy really was JL Dark, then he was doing a bad job of broadcasting that. Wasn't that like most of the point of dressing up like a loony, being easily recognized? Despite nothing about their suit saying a cult, Danny obligingly paged over to the Justice League Dark roster. They bristled in offense, but stayed silent. Huh. Sure enough, there they, or rather he, was. Red Hood, an active Justice League Dark member, and based in Gotham. Danny squinted between him and the tablet, mostly just to mess with him. He'd said bees brood before, and the only leaguer anyone meant when they said bee was Batman, who was notoriously territorial and possessive of Gotham. Danny was confident enough in his guess to facetiously point out, "You said bees brood like you aren't one."
Fuck that asshole. He doesn't own Gotham, Red Hood retorted. Weirdly, he sort of used his aura sense there. He was upset and hurt. Danny had been doing the aura equivalent of talking and listening quietly before. Now he looked closer and screamed curiosity at Red Hood. Red Hood stepped back into a ready stance, left hand at his hip and right hand raised between them. You never had anyone talk back or something? Danny eyed his stance warily. If this Red Hood was JLL, then Danny wouldn't really worry about a gun. But with JLD, who frickin' knew what the guy loaded his rounds with? It'd be just his luck Red Hood somehow had Blood Blossom, or even Ectoranium bullets. Danny sent, "Calm, it's okay, we're good." "The fuck? What was that?" Red Hood answered, confused. Oh, sure, his body language said, "I'm dangerous and want to hurt you." But now that Danny knew he needed to pay what was usually a super ridiculously rude amount of attention to this guy's aura, he wasn't hard to read at all. Literally what I just said. I mean, talking isn't really the right word for it, but most Earth languages don't really have the right word for the whole concept of auras used to communicate public and or private emotions and or concepts and or images and or sometimes simple words. So, you know, talking, Danny said. Had this guy seriously never had anyone respond? Now Danny was kind of sad for him. He'd been whisper yelling on a frequency no one else was tuned into for who knew how long. What? Red Hood said. He was stunned, incredulous, then understanding, resigned. Danny shared confidence, reassurance. Red Hood's focus grew intense. His suspicion, cautious hope, was soft. Was Danny listening too hard? It was hard to tell when someone was so dang quiet, even when trying to be loud. Hood sent questioning his way, possibly a bit louder, but it was actually directed at Danny, so who knew? Yeah, I was talking at you just now, Danny agreed. Red Hood tilted his head and shared intrigue. Then abruptly snapped to near attention and held his hand up to the side of his head in the gesture for using comms. His aura sense became nearly undetectable, too. Huh. Danny was intrigued as all get out now, too. Red Hood exhaled heavily, his modulator turning it into white noise. He put his hands on his hips and leaned his head back and shared frustration, annoyance. Danny heard embarrassment, but that was definitely quieter, so he very politely ignored it. Remembered you were apparently supposed to be here and doing something other than distract hapless maintenance workers from their duties, huh? Danny said aloud. Oh, fuck you, Red Hood grumbled. Probably shouldn't. I'm on the clock, Danny snarked back. Danny assumed someone in Red Hood's line of work was sassed and backtalked and snarked at regularly, so his shock, disbelief, confusion, anticipation, disappointment was pretty dang confusing. Danny wasn't sure if he should actually address all of that, though. It had been loud, but loud like that first sending Danny felt. Not deliberately loud, that was. I gotta run. Disappointment, annoyance, then Red Hood pointed at him and sent determination, cautious excitement, and he started moving past Danny before finishing with, We're not done here, Fenton. I mean, Danny trailed off as Red Hood booked it. He went ahead and finished just because. We kinda are? The end.